In the heart of Paris, in a tiny boulangerie tucked away on Rue de Chat, there lived a most extraordinary feline named Monsieur Minou. This cat was no ordinary alley prowler. He was a culinary genius with a passion for baking that would make even the most prestigious Parisian chefs jealous. Minou's story began on a crisp autumn morning when he wandered into the bakery, drawn by the intoxicating aroma of freshly baked bread. The owner, a kindly old baker named Pierre, took pity on the scrawny stray and offered him a warm croissant straight from the oven. One bite was all it took. Minou's eyes rolled back in sheer delight, and a culinary awakening occurred within his feline soul. Minou became Pierre's shadow, observing his every move with the intense focus of a ninja studying a samurai master. He watched as the aged baker expertly rolled and folded the buttery dough, creating flawless layers of crisp exterior and soft, pillowy interior. To Minou, this was an art form of the highest caliber, and he was determined to master it. At night, after Pierre had gone home, Minou would slink into the kitchen and begin his clandestine baking sessions. Using his deft paws and an uncanny sense of measurement, he would carefully recreate the croissant-making process he had studied so diligently. His first attempts were admittedly catastrophic failures, lopsided, undercooked disasters that would make even a starving pigeon turn up its beak. But Minou was undeterred. With each subsequent effort, his skills improved incrementally. The croissants became more uniform, the layers more defined, the texture more velvety. Before long, Pierre began to notice that his day-old croissants were mysteriously disappearing from the displays overnight. At first, he blamed it on mice, but there were no telltale crumbs or droppings to be found. One evening, the curious baker decided to stake out the bakery through the night to solve the mystery once and for all. As the grandfather clock struck midnight, Pierre nearly jumped out of his skin when he saw a furry shadow slink across the kitchen floor. He crept closer, hardly daring to breathe, and was stunned to discover Monsieur Minou hard at work, deftly rolling and shaping the croissant dough with his little paws. Pierre watched in amazed silence as the cat expertly formed one perfect croissant after another, each one an immaculate masterpiece that would make a trained pastry chef weep with joy. When the final tray was loaded into the oven, Minou turned around and locked eyes with the stunned baker. A long, uncomfortable pause ensued before the cat simply meowed and gave Pierre an expectant look, as if to say, "Well, how did I do?" Pierre gladly welcomed Minou as his business partner and master croissant chef. The little boulangerie quickly became a hotspot for croissant connoisseurs from all over Paris and eventually the world. Food critics raved about the incredible flakiness, the perfect distribution of layers, the ineffable balance of buttery richness and delicate airiness unlike anything they'd ever tasted. Of course, no one but Pierre knew the secret behind these remarkable creations. It was the work of a chef extraordinaire, a master craftsman unlike any other, a chef with four legs, whiskers, and a proud tail that never stopped swishing with satisfaction. Monsieur Minou's croissants were in such high demand that he was eventually forced to take on a crew of apprentice bakers comprised of Pierre's cats and the neighborhood strays. Each morning before dawn, the boulangerie would come alive with a cacophony of meows, the flurry of paws working the dough, and the muffled thump of doughy projectiles hitting the wall, shots inevitably fired during heated bakers' disputes. Despite the chaos, the results were always consistent thanks to Minou's strict quality control standards. Any misshapen, underbaked, or otherwise imperfect croissant was immediately squashed beneath his paw and the offending apprentice given a stern meow lashing. Only the most worthy specimens were permitted to make it to the glass display cases. As word of the unparalleled croissant spread far and wide, tourists began flocking to the humble boulangerie in droves, hoping to catch a glimpse of the mythical croissant king in action. Alas, Monsieur Minou was an intensely private cat who valued his artistic integrity above all else. He refused to turn his craft into a spectacle, continuing to ply his trade in the pre-dawn hours, leaving only the heavenly finished products as evidence of his culinary genius. To this day, Minou's croissants remain the unparalleled gold standard in the baking world, a reminder that brilliance and mastery can come from the most unexpected of places. And every morning, discerning Parisians can be seen lining up at the boulangerie, clutching their warm paper bags and greeting each other with a simple phrase, "Bon appétit, mes amis, encore une fois, le roi a frappé."